The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts and keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. Here comes Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas!
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. Folks, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about talking to Mark Shaw. He's been on the program. He's written a book called Fighting for Justice, The Improbable Journey to Exposing Cover-Ups About the JFK Assassination and the Deaths of Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Kilgallen. Absolutely thrilled to have you, Mark Shaw. Welcome to this program.
Thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate it.
Now, for folks who don't know anything about you, how did you get into this? Because anybody who's been alive in our lifetimes know that there's been tremendous controversy and confusion around certainly the death of President Kennedy, the death of Marilyn Monroe, and many people haven't even heard of Dorothy Kilgallen. What is your background that brought you to investigate these things as you have done over the years?
Well, you ask about the, how I got into all of this, and I have no idea in some ways, Eric. When President Kennedy was killed 60 years ago, nearly 60 years ago or a little bit more, I, like everybody else, I cried my ears out. I was at Purdue University as a freshman, and over the years then, I bought all this material about J. Edgar Hoover saying Oswald alone, all of that and everything else, and then I had a real break with this because I knew Melvin Belli, who represented Jack Ruby, who shot Lee Harvey Oswald. I practiced law with him in San Francisco in the 80s. And when Belli died, I started to look into his life and times, and I found out that, I could have a book there. So I wrote Melvin Belli, King of the Courtroom. And what I found out was alarming, a couple things. First of all, he was very close with the mafia. One of his main clients was Mickey Cohen, the Los Angeles gangster.
You're talking about,
but more than
you're
that,
talking about Belli. You're talking about Marvin Belli was close with the mafia.
Melvin Belli.
Belli, yes. Yeah.
San Francisco attorney, but also he was known as a tort lawyer. He was a personal injury lawyer. How in the world, I asked myself, you're a curious guy. How did he become Jack Ruby's attorney? So I started looking into that, and what I found out was that he was hired by those who wanted to silence Jack Ruby for his participation in the killing of Oswald and the JFK assassination. So
to take people back, because there are young people listening to this program,
sure,
who perhaps they've never heard of John F. Kennedy or Abraham Lincoln. We're not going to address those ignoramuses, and I say that in love.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of young people that don't know the details that, however many years ago, in 1963, at this time of year, Kennedy is assassinated. The man most believed had killed him, Oswald, was himself killed by Jack Ruby. Obviously, we're not going to get anything out of Oswald now because he's dead. Jack Ruby is a complicated figure. He owns a nightclub in Dallas, kind of tied in with the mafia, and you're saying that Marvin Belli, who was a prominent lawyer, I remember him on the Dick Cavett show in the 70s, I think, that Marvin Belli was the lawyer for this Jack Ruby. And so you're explaining to us how that came about. And this is complicated, folks. This is one of the reasons Mark Shaw wrote a book about it called Fighting for Justice, because it is complicated. And by the way, the complication is one of the reasons so many people have tuned out, because they think it's too complicated. I'll just accept whatever. We'll never figure it out. But you have been really dogged at this.
Well, I have, and I'm sorry, it is Melvin Belli, but some people used to call him Marvin, so that's just fine. But what I found out right away was, you know, how did he become Jack Ruby's lawyer? And then at trial, he wouldn't let Ruby testify, and he used this psychomotor epilepsy insanity defense that made no sense at all. And the jury decided, you know, this guy was guilty of shooting Oswald, and so they gave him the death penalty. So it was interesting to me because that just seemed too pat to me, and I was concerned about Melvin Belli's connection to the mafia. So I went backwards. I went back to the 1960 election. In fact, we're going to talk about Dorothy Kilgallen in a minute. What she came up with her investigation is pretty common sense. You go back to the 60 election, and Joe Kennedy knew they were going to lose it to Richard Nixon. JFK was going to lose. So he recruits these friends of his from the old days, some of the mafia figures, and they helped them win Illinois and West Virginia. They win the election. Joe made a deal with the devil saying, okay, you help us win the election, Eric, and then we're going to go ahead and not leave you guys alone. We're not going to go after you.
Okay, now we just have to pause here and say corruption in elections goes back to the beginning, folks, okay? Boss Tweed, Tammany Hall, 1960, JFK. This is, as close to documented as can be. But so just so people get the context so they can appreciate the larger story, in 1960, Joseph Kennedy, the father of JFK, RFK, Teddy Kennedy, he had been a bootlegger. He had been involved with dark forces during Prohibition. So he has these connections. He wants his son to be elected president. He makes a deal with these old colleagues. And as you just said, basically says, if you help me to get my son elected president, I will leave you alone.
Exactly. And so then I had an eyewitness who was right at a breakfast where Joe ordered JFK to appoint Bobby Kennedy attorney general. And you can just imagine the reaction from those mafioso who had helped him get in the White House, because Bobby Kennedy, during the McClellan hearings, which were those racketeering hearings years earlier, had gone after all those guys, James Hoffa, Carlos Marcello, Traficante, Mickey Cohen, all of them. So they were alarmed, and they should have been, because one of the first things in 1961 that Bobby did was go after Marcello, who was the New Orleans Don, worth millions and millions of dollars, racketeering, prostitution, all kinds of things.
Okay, total betrayal. In other words, this is a 100% classic portrayal, like out of a movie. You make a deal with the mob, and as soon as JFK appoints his brother, which is its own bizarreness, but appoints his brother, everyone knows his brother, RFK, hates the mob and is going to go after them. So at that moment, you have big trouble brewing, because as far as I know, the mob doesn't like to be double-crossed.
Well, and that's when history changed. It really did, for the worse, because he transported illegally Marcello to Guatemala. He nearly died in the jungles, and when he came back in the United States, he vowed... You know, Nick Pileggi gave me a wonderful endorsement for this book that's there. And his
Nick
Pileggi,
by the way,
wrote
Goodfellas.
Wise Guys, which became Goodfellas the movie.
Wise Guys, which became the movie. So he's kind of in on this mafia stuff, yeah.
He is. And he said to me, you know, Mark, anytime you're talking about a Sicilian like Marcello, revenge is the order of the day. Just let me intercede a little bit, because I have a personal experience to show what you can't do with the mafia. When I was with Good Morning America, they sent me to Philadelphia to interview Angelo Bruno, who was the mob boss of Philadelphia, about the Atlantic City gambling. I went over there. I interviewed him, Eric. We had that on Good Morning America the next day. The producers were excited. Stay there, Mark. See if you can talk. He'll talk to you again, because we were surprised he had. I call his office. I talk to this woman. There's silence. I tell her she's crying. And she says to me, well, Mr. Shaw, I guess you don't know. When my boss started his car this morning, they blew it up. You cannot mess around
that,
with those guys.
Mark Shaw, that could just been a coincidence. Come on now. That could have been a coincidence. Cars blow up all the time. Don't forget, go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Don't forget, please go to ericmetaxas.com and to sign up for my newsletter. We'll be right back. We're talking to Mark Shaw. The book is Fighting for Justice.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT. Folks, I am so excited to have as my guest this hour, Mark Shaw. He's the best-selling author of The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. The new book, absolutely fascinating, is called Fighting for Justice, The Improbable Journey to Exposing Cover-Ups About the JFK Assassination, the Deaths, and the Deaths of Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Kilgallen. We're getting into it here. So, it is really fascinating stuff, Mark. And we had Johnny Russo on this program a few times, and he said you were absolutely dead on. And he was somebody that was deeply connected with the mob and Frank Costello's boy, sure, so to speak. Kind of amazing to have him ratify what you're saying. But let's just keep going.
Well, I'm probably one of the most least likely people who could have ever done this, Eric. I was a near college dropout at Purdue. It took me 6 years. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I was a criminal defense lawyer for a number of years and then a network legal analyst for the Tyson case and other kinds, and Bryant and OJ and all that. I always look at motive when you're looking at, you know, who's responsible for a homicide. And so the next book, as you mentioned, it was The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. And that's where I met this incredible human being, journalist, media icon, Dorothy Kilgallen. Most people know about her from What's My Line, the quiz show on CBS for 10 years. That's all that I knew. And then I started looking into it, and I found out that she had really gotten involved in the JFK assassination. Well, they called her the most powerful female voice in America, the Post did. And so I found out that, hey, wait a minute, Dorothy got into this. And she decided that she needed to go ahead and look into it because she and JFK were very close friends. I have a couple accounts in this book. Number one was from a producer at CBS who was talking to Pierre Salinger in the White House and was interrupted. And this producer said, "Oh, yeah, Dorothy's here." And JFK, who was there, said, "Well, tell her hello because I used to play charades at her home." There's also another account where Dorothy took her youngest son, Kerry, to the White House, and JFK made a big fuss over him and his third letters from his third grade class. So when JFK died, I wrote in the book and what she put in one of her columns, you know, the man who died, I see a tall man who was stooping over a little boy, looking at the letters from his third grade class. That's the man who died in Dallas. And then she just went to Dallas. She went right away. She went to the Ruby trial. She's the only one who interviewed Jack Ruby there. And she, you know, really believed that she wrote some columns. The Oswald file must not close. She didn't believe all that bull from J. Edgar Hoover about Oswald alone. So then what did she do? Well, she was able to interview Ruby, and she ended up in New Orleans, starting her investigation. Well, as we know, that's where Marcello was. And for those that wonder about Marcello being involved with JFK's death, just think about this. In 1963, he's scared in the fall because what's going to happen? He knows Bobby Kennedy is going to go after him again. And
to be clear, Marcello is a mob figure.
He is the big mob figure. Probably Johnny Russo told you that.
Right. So
he was connected to all the other people.
Is a major mob figure, and he knows that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Attorney General, is coming after him. It's 1963.
Exactly.
So what happens?
Well, he sent him to Guatemala. Marcello got back in the country, and then he's saying to myself, "I got to get rid of that SOB, Bobby Kennedy. But if I kill him, his brother Jack will come after me with everything the government has. But if I kill JFK, orchestrate the death of JFK, Bobby Kennedy will be powerless." And that's the proof here, because he was powerless. He resigned as attorney general, and he never bothered any of those kinds of people at all. So I kept following that thread, and Dorothy then, and her investigation and all of that. And I was able to go ahead and show that after that, she went back to New York. She started telling everybody who would listen, "I'm going to crack the case wide open. I know it's a conspiracy. I know Marcello's involved. I know he was connected to Ruby. I know all of this." And on November 8th, 1968, 65, she was found dead in her Manhattan townhouse in a bedroom she never slept in, wearing her fake eyelashes, her hairpiece, and her makeup. They said she overdosed on drugs, but in The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, I proved that she was murdered. There were three barbiturates in her system and all of that. So Dorothy is the key here. She's the common denominator with all of that, and now what we're going to talk about, I hope, with the Warren Commission corruption, because that's the real news in fighting for justice, because I have broken the code of silence lasting for almost 60 years in the Warren Commission by getting inside there and finding out. I'm taking the reader inside the hearings through a whistleblower account by a man that we can talk about just in a minute, Morris Wolf, who was a legislative assistant to one of the Warren Commission members, and we'll identify him on your show for the first time.
What is his name again?
The man's name who is the legislative assistant is Morris Wolf.
So Morris Wolf.
And let me just explain.
Yeah.
Let me just explain what happened here. You know, I've spoken at the Commonwealth Club of San Francisco two or three times, and I'll be there again December 1st. And when they did the description on the website, it said, you know, Mark Shaw is a crowdsourcing magnet. And Eric, I must admit, I didn't know what the hell that was. But what it is you put out your material, wherever it may be, internet, books, whatever, and then you hear from all these people who embellish on what you've done.
Well, and they have information, and now they know somebody that they can tell the information to.
Billion presentations and interviews. Yeah, all the tips that I get from people around the world.
Right.
And so this man calls me in February, and he said in the email, wait, first he got email, "Mr. Shaw, I knew Dorothy Kilgallen." Well, that perked my ears up because there's not a lot of people still alive who did. So we talked. He said, "Well, Mr. Shaw, first of all, I should tell you, my name is Morris Wolf. I'm the lawyer who tried to get Raoul Wallenberg, the Swedish man who saved all the lives during the Holocaust, out of a Russian prison. I graduated from Yale. I was an attorney, and I worked for Bobby Kennedy when he was in the Attorney General's office. In fact, if you want to know how much I can be trusted, JFK and RFK trusted me to carry messages between the Justice Department and the White House because they were afraid that J. Edgar Hoover was tapping their phone. So I rode my bicycle. I ran back and forth. I was in the White House with the Kennedys. He told me a little bit about their relationship, that they really got along well. They were kind of like little kids at times. But JFK got jealous at time when Robert Kennedy got too much media attention. So I found that interesting. And then he said, you know, Robert Kennedy suggested me to a member of the Warren Commission as his legislative assistant. And we'll get to that man's name in a little bit later, and I'll show you why I know what it is. So Morris Wolf starts talking to me, and he said, I rode with the member to the hearings. I even was able to wait for him and sit in the back row and listen to the hearings. And among the things he told me, Eric, was what as far as what this member told him were, they already know about the Warren Commission, the members organize, they already know about the Warren Ruby connection to organized crime, but they don't want to touch it. It's more than Oswald, but Hoover and Chief Justice Earl Warren keep pushing the Oswald alone conclusion. I'm very skeptical of the slipshod job being done by the commission chief, commission staff. Our new president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, now wants to cover up and move on. They are going to bury the truth under a pile of stones. My own views are different than the report conclusions. The commission members say that the Oswald alone result is going to be good for God and country, but there is internal corruption, and I don't know why I have written my letter offering my resignation.
Okay, so
now you realize,
you got this note from him recently.
No, in February. I got this during phone conversations with interviews with him.
That's incredibly recently. We are in 2022,
absolutely.
And you're telling me after
absolutely
60 years, this guy comes out of the weeds, gives you this information. We've just got a minute left in this segment. You said you always look at motive. What was the motive of Chief Justice Warren and company in burying the truth? What was their motive?
Well, as Morris told me, you know, this particular senator, and we'll name him, was so upset with what was going on because he was a man of integrity. He was one of JFK's closest friends, as a matter of fact. So the motive that we'll talk about is protection. When you look at the photograph on the front page, the front cover of the book, okay?
Yeah.
Just look at it. You got Robert Kennedy, Dorothy Kilgallen, Marilyn Monroe, and J. Edgar Hoover, and then you've got the Warren Commission members. And we're
right
going to go through each one of them and why they had to go ahead and produce the conclusion of Oswald alone. It was to protect their asses, if you don't mind my saying so. And it was especially true of Lyndon Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, Earl Warren, all of these people. And I'm going to connect that later to the fact that I think I know why Joe Biden and all the presidents before him are hiding the JFK records.
This is blockbuster stuff, folks. We don't normally have blockbuster stuff on the Eric Metaxas show. I'm talking to Mark Shaw. Brand new book, Fighting for Justice. Stick around.
Love lost such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Absolutely fascinating conversation with Mark Shaw, who's written a book called Fighting for Justice, brand new book, Postal Press, talking about what really happened with the JFK assassination, the Warren Commission, the cover-up. It's amazing to me that we're getting somewhere, Mark Shaw. The idea that this whistleblower, after 59 years, comes to you and volunteers this information. So keep going.
Well, he said that, you know, when he looked at this presentation of mine that was in Dallas, one of them that went viral, he was watching it on YouTube, and he saw the name Dorothy Kilgallen. And I want to get in a little bit to the formation of the Warren Commission with audio tape conversation between LBJ and Hoover, and maybe we can do that later. But with him, he said, and this is what blew me away after he's telling me these things, he said, "Mr. Shaw, I knew Dorothy Kilgallen." And I said, "What?" He said, "Yes. I used to go to what he called soirees at the senator's home at 29th and N in Georgetown. And I was invited because I was a bachelor. And I sat at the dining room table, and I sat right next to Dorothy Kilgallen."
This is when JFK was a senator.
He was in the White House then.
Okay, so when you say the Senate, you said a senator's townhouse in D.C. What senator?
The senator on the Warren Commission that we're going to name in a few minutes.
Okay.
The man who said all these things to Morris Wolf about the corruption in the Warren Commission.
Okay, go ahead.
So Morris Wolf says, "I used to go to those parties." And by the way, I've confirmed the fact that the address is right.
Okay.
That that's where this particular senator lived, and some oral histories that I have and everything to confirm it all. So he says, "I was right there." He called her a bright light bulb. He said she was even an investigative reporter at the dinner table because she was asking me all these questions about this particular senator and all of that. And he went ahead and he said, "You know, Mr. Shaw, this senator and Dorothy Kilgallen were a lot alike. They were people of integrity. And I found a lot of tributes to this particular senator because he was that kind of person. And in fact, LBJ and Hoover picked him for the commission because they thought it would make a lot of difference in terms of the authenticity of the Warren Commission."
Right.
So he said, "Okay, now, Mr. Shaw, you may want to know at one particular point, it's always been a great secret as to how Dorothy Kilgallen ended up with the Jack Ruby Warren Commission testimony. Because Dorothy interviewed Ruby, she then had the Warren Commission testimony, and he then said, 'Well, I can tell you right now, I believe it's very likely that this particular senator, a member of the Warren Commission, and his name was John Sherman Cooper, a senator from Kentucky, that I believe he is the one that gave Dorothy Kilgallen the Jack Ruby Warren Commission testimony and also made her aware of the corruption in the commission.' And that's all important, Eric, because that information gives me more clout in terms of why Dorothy Kilgallen in 1968 could not be allowed to write this book, this tell-all book about the assassination, the commission, all of that, for Random House that she was writing. She was indeed the reporter who knew too much. And at some point, we can go through exactly how and why, well, more how she died. So that's the thread that weaves through everything we have. Now, John Sherman Cooper, just let me give you one idea of how well-respected he was. I have a quote in the book from Jackie Onassis about him, because John Sherman Cooper and his wife were the first couple invited to the White House when JFK became president. They were very good friends with the Kennedys. Jack Kennedy and Jackie were at the senator's home at times when this Morris Wolf. By the way, people probably wonder, why in the world, Mark, did he wait all this time to talk to you? Well, he did it, he said, out of loyalty to Senator Cooper, but he felt like Senator Cooper wanted him to give this information and he could trust me. So we go back then to Cooper, Jackie Kennedy. a man of integrity. All you had to do was meet him, and you knew he was an honest man like Abraham Lincoln, another great man from Kentucky. So I went through and everything, and then I don't want to forget to do this, because the most important thing he gave me that solidified my belief as to what he said. Look at the book again, the cover. You've got the Warren Commission people here, and you go across from John McCloy, who was a statesman. You go to Lee, whatever his last name is, the counsel. You've got Richard Russell. You've got Gerald Ford. You've got Warren. You've got LBJ. You've got Alan Dulles. You've got Senator Cooper. And you've got Representative Boggs. Morris said to me, Mark, if you want to know Senator Cooper felt about this, look at everybody in the photograph. They're all standing alone. They have, not a smile on their face or anything, but look at Senator Cooper. He's almost hidden behind Hale Boggs. And here's the main reason why that is. He was so dissatisfied with him. I have his letter of resignation that he wrote. Here's why he was so upset. He and Richard Russell, the senator from Georgia, demanded a dissent in the final commission report, that they did not agree with the silver bullet theory. There were more people than Oswald and all of that. And they got a guarantee from Earl Warren and from LBJ that would be in the final report. And it wasn't.
So LBJ and Earl Warren turn out to be bums. Who knew? I always thought of them as shining examples of manhood. It's so corrupt. It's so sickening. But by the grace of God, these things, the truth will out, to quote one of my favorite poets. We're talking now to Mark Shaw, the book, blockbuster book, Fighting for Justice. We'll be right back.
See the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Tell me what is wrong. Was I on?
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, I'm talking to Mark Shaw, the book, blockbuster book, Fighting for Justice, brand new. Mark, we just have one final segment to kind of wrap this up. We'll have you back next week. Lots more to follow up on, but tell us what you can.
Well, again, Dorothy Kilgallen had it right. I mean, she had it right. It was Marcella who orchestrated JFK's death. In fact, when Bobby Kennedy learned that his brother had been killed, he said, I thought they would get one of us. I thought it would be me. RFK Jr., who I've sent the book to, asking him if he wants to talk about it and all of that. He has said many times that his father said it was Marcello. So she had it right. And she would have put all of that in the book for Random House she was writing. They couldn't let her do that. It was government corruption at its worst, betrayal of the American people for sure. And one of the things that I don't want to forget mentioning is that one of the problems back then, Eric, people didn't ask the right questions. They didn't ask any questions about this. They didn't ask about Dorothy's death. They didn't ask about Marilyn's death. They didn't ask enough questions about the JFK assassination. We need to do that today. Don't take
people,
news at face
don't,
value.
Don't people implicate RFK in the death of Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, yes, and I did that in Collateral Damage, which
right.
is which you
okay,
talked
but
me about.
It strikes me that yes, that I, might be a problem if you're having conversations with the son of RFK. That might not be something he would want to accept. That's pretty
well,
disturbing information.
Well, it is, and I understood that he was very upset with Collateral Damage, my book, before. So I sent him this one, and I said, anytime you want to debate, let me know. But, you know, in this situation, I'm gonna compare it to what's going on today with President Biden and all the presidents before him who have refused to release all of the JFK assassination documents. And if you look at the excuses, it was national security for a while, but Biden took it to a whole new level. It could cause problems with law enforcement, all these other excuses I put in the book. It's ridiculous. And I know you probably are aware that Biden and the National Archives were sued a couple of weeks ago by the Mary Farrell Foundation to cause a court to make them release those documents. All right. Well, what I think is that in those documents may very well be the proof of corruption in the Warren Commission. And they don't want that to come out because they're protecting those people and all of that. And also, I'm hoping that in those documents are all of the FBI files and all of the files of Dorothy Kilgallen's JFK assassination investigation.
60 years,
because those disappear.
Why 50 and 60 years after would Joe Biden and others care at this point? I really don't get that.
Well, there's kind of a president's club, as you know, or at least there used to be, where they try to protect the other people from what went on.
Although, didn't Donald Trump say that he wanted to release some of this stuff?
Who's that?
I thought Donald Trump said he wanted to release some of this stuff.
They've all said they want to, but they never have, see? It's the code of silence again about all that that bothers me. Just release the damn documents, and then we can see what's in there. But one of the things I suspect is that the Warren Commission, you know, that's always been the holy grail of truth, the Warren Commission. And it wasn't, Eric.
Yeah.
It was a con job is at its highest level.
Well, the connection to the present, of course, is that, and this is something that I, you know, it's hard to say, it's hard to accept, but that we've been lied to all along. In other words, that we really, as Americans, expect the truth. We often haven't gotten the truth. That is fundamentally unacceptable in a free society where we govern ourselves and where we elect our officials. We elect them, and we, the people, are the ultimate voices. And so this has been going way, way, way back, but it seems to me that we've approached a time finally now where more and more of this stuff is coming out, and we're realizing that we have been lied to. There's a book out, strange title, Dr. Mary's Monkey, that talks about the polio vaccine, the same thing that everybody said it's safe, everybody's got to get the polio vaccine, and they saw gigantic spikes in soft tissue cancer, and everybody had to shut it up. They said, well, we can't talk about that. We can't. People won't get the vaccine. Everybody looks at the polio vaccine as the gold standard. People look at the Warren Commission as the gold standard. We had all these people, very bipartisan. And now, as the years pass, this information is coming out in some large part thanks to you. We've just got a couple of minutes left. What can we leave my listeners with? The death of Dorothy Kilgallen, you said in 1968, there was a specific reason. Oh, she was killed in 65. Okay,
correct.
But earlier you said
yeah,
68.
Remember you've got,
of course,
you've got,
it's 65. I'm sorry.
You've got Marilyn in 62. You've got JFK in 63, Dorothy in 65, and Bobby finally is killed in 68.
And
it's a bad time in our history.
So the death of Dorothy Kilgallen, who do you suppose had her murdered?
Well, you look at motive again, and you Hoover, you know, Hoover, if she writes a book that establishes his cover up the JFK assassination, he's history. So he can't let her do that. And actually, within a few, about I think 2 hours after she died, he had his agents go to her home and take all of her documents and everything else that way. You know, these are my contributions to history. People can make up their own mind. But when we talk again, I want to go into more of how the commission was formed, because they basically just stacked the deck with only Oswald alone people. So, you know, I mean, you're a man of the truth. You go out and find the facts, and then you bring them forward and have some conclusion. What they did is they had the conclusion already, and then they tried to fit the facts to it. That's asked backwards. It's a betrayal.
In the few seconds we have left, again, why did the folks in the Warren Commission want so much to squash the truth? What's the worst thing that they were afraid would get out?
They don't want any other investigations, as we'll talk about. LBJ, they don't want him to go into his background with the oil companies and everything else, you know, and all the stuff that LBJ was involved in. Hoover doesn't want the Oswald alone theory overturned, because that's his big thing. Look at the Kennedys, and I'll show you the next time how the Kennedys blocked any investigation of the 60 election and any investigation of Bobby's complicity in Marilyn's death, using Nicholas Katzenbach to tell the members in a letter, don't look into anything but Oswald alone.
And folks, if you need proof that this stuff happened, you know that it's happening now. It is happening right now with regard to vaccines, with regard to the election, with regard to anything you want to name. It has become very, very clear what we're dealing with. And by God's grace, it will be exposed. Keep praying. Keep fighting. Mark Shaw, I can't wait to have you back. Congratulations on the book, Fighting for Justice. We'll have you back as soon as we can. Thank you.
Beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea.
Happy Thanksgiving again and again and again.
Yes,
okay, Alvin.
The weekend.
Okay.
Yay.
We have some particularly exciting news.
We do.
We're going to save that for in a minute or two.
Yeah.
Before we get to the exciting news, and I'm almost shocked at this news. This is big news, folks. Yeah. I think you're going to have some fun. Okay. I want to mention a couple things. Nutramedics told us that for the rest of this month only, that's November 2022. If you use the code ERIC, it's 35% off. I don't know why they chose to do that at the end of the month, but I would take advantage of it if you're interested. Nutramedics.com, 35% off. Also want to repeat, if you're interested in coming to Socrates in the City, I can only tell you, folks, it is Oz Guinness. He's the gold standard. You'll see when you're there. There's no one like him. If it weren't for Oz, I never would have started Socrates in the City. So this is a very special event, December 6th, here in New York City. We're looking forward to that. I'm traveling like crazy. I'm preaching in Atlanta at Church of the Apostles in Atlanta this Sunday morning. Mm. You can find out everything at my website, which is ericmetaxas.com. And I want to remind you, before we tell you the big news, I want to remind you to sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com, and I want to remind you to support our sponsor, Mike Lindell, by buying all of your Christmas gifts at mystore.com and mypillow.com, and use the code ERIC to help support this radio program. There is all kinds of stuff there. You just have to go there and you'll see. But if you want to support a hero, someone that I now think of as a dear friend, kind, generous soul when you get to know him, mypillow.com, mystore.com. And as we always say, the coffee is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how good it is. Honestly, it's going to be mediocre. It's going to be fine. No, it's really good.
It is.
It's mystore.com, mycoffee.com. Okay, Alvin, the big news.
Yes, the big news. Oh, I love
this. This is hard to get my head around. Okay, where do we start? About a few months ago, mm-hmm. we taped four episodes of a late night talk show, The Talk Show, starring Eric Metaxas. That's me. It was, you know, next level. It was like The Tonight Show, Carson, Letterman, you know, it was like a big deal thing.
Yeah.
We raised the money to tape four bona fide episodes, hour-long episodes, which we did downstairs. We're upstairs here at the TBN Theater, downstairs in the theater, which is a heavenly little theater. I mean, just like made for this kind of a thing. We taped the four shows. We had an array of stunning guests.
Yeah.
The shows were edited, and basically we're trying to figure out who is going to air it and how we're going to do that. But in the meantime, somebody thought, hey, now that these shows are edited, why don't we put them up at salemnow.com?
Yes.
For free.
Free.
You understand? Free. Salemnow.com. So I am really just a little thrilled and shocked to say that you can watch these episodes. These are pilot episodes. We taped them in August, but we thought, let's make them available.
Yeah.
If you go to salemnow.com, and how would people find it there?
Well, there's a search bar up there. Put in Eric Metaxas. Put in Eric's name, Eric Metaxas. Two things will come up. The radio program, which is also at Salem Radio, Salem Communications.
Salem News Network.
That's right. That'll come
up. Okay, yeah, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the talk show, the late night talk show.
There's a great little logo up there. You're going to see it. You click on that. You get all four programs. I think it's free. I'm not positive. I hope it's not free.
No, I'm serious. Like, this cost us a zillion dollars to produce.
Yeah. But,
the guests are like Danny Bonaducci of the Partridge Family, George Hamilton, Carol Alt, Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. Ron Howard, John Cleese.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Carrot Top.
Carrot Top. I mean, look, you'll see.
A lot of great
Salem
guests.
Now.
We had a great time.
I just can't believe. Well, there's the announcement. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.